pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Respected elders, dear sisters and brothers, a very warm welcome to the evening session of the 31st convocation celebration of the Sri Sathya-Sai Institute of Higher Learning in the Divine Presence. Our revered founder chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Sathya-Sai Baba, set up this unique university over 3 decades ago with the prime objective of developing men and women of character. He desired that his students be academically competent, socially sensitive, and spiritually aware, and present themselves as role models and change agents in society. Bhagwan thus established the institute on the lines of the ancient Gurukula system, with his teachers playing the noble role of the guru, molding the personality of the students. Right from the inception of this university, Bhagwan always highlighted the crucial role of a teacher in this education system. He compared the teachers to the overhead tank and students to the taps. In a values-based integral education system like ours, the role of the teacher is more than teaching, research, and associated administrative responsibilities. It extends beyond the walls of the classroom and demands the teacher's time and attention for the all-round personality development of students in the physical, mental, intellectual, emotional, psychological, and spiritual domains. The teacher is required to be a mentor for the student. The teacher is expected to inspire the students through their own example to participate in games, sports, and cultural activities, in service and spiritual activities, in extension programs like the community service and Gram Seva, all these with discipline and dedication as the undercurrent. Further, the resident teachers in the hostels shoulder additional responsibilities as room teachers, self-reliance in charges, sports and cultural coordinators, and effective disciplinarians. They are accessible to the students round the clock, enthusiastic to address their concerns, be it academic, social, family, personal, etc. It is for this very reason that Bhagwan regarded his teachers as the backbone of his education system. A teacher can make or mar students. Bhagwan always spoke about 3 kinds of teachers. The first type revels in complaints. They are the teachers with grouses of one kind or another. The second type takes time to explain. They explain what the students have to learn. And the third type are teachers who inspire. Such teachers arouse the enthusiasm of students and inspire them to take deep interest in their studies and in all activities of life. Nothing can express the love that Bhagwan had for his students and the trust that he reposed in his teachers better than the statement that he often made, "Take care of my students as your children, and I will take care of you and your children." This evening, the university wishes to recognize and felicitate few of the many noble and dedicated instruments of Bhagwan who have excelled in their role as a teacher in all the dimensions of the integral education system. The Sai Krishna Award for Research and Teaching has been instituted to honor the top researchers and teachers of the university every year. This year, the award is being given to the best teachers of the university, and thereafter, every year, the award will alternate between the top researchers and the best teachers. The Sai Krishna Award consists of a certificate, a memento, and a cash award of ₹25,000. The winners of the awards for the best teacher, 1 each from the Anantapur campus, Brindavan campus, and the Prashanthi Nilayam campus, have been selected based on a comprehensive evaluation of the performance in teaching, mentoring, and participation in the co-curricular activities of our integral education system. Some of the criteria deployed for selection of the best teachers are: a minimum number of papers taught in the previous 2 semesters, a minimum number of years of teaching experience, very active participation in all co-curricular activities of the integral education system. The self-evaluation reports submitted by the teachers and the student feedback reports were also used as supporting documents. I now request Honorable Mr. Justice A.P. Mishra, former Judge Supreme Court of India, to give away the awards to the winners as I call upon each of them. Justice Mishra Ajay Prakash commenced his career in law as an advocate in Allahabad High Court in 1960. He had been standing counsel for the Uttar Pradesh government for several years. He was then appointed as permanent judge Allahabad High Court in 1984. Later, he was appointed as Chief Justice of the Delhi High Court in June 1997. His career reached an apex when he was appointed as a judge of the Supreme Court of India in December 1997. Justice A.P. Mishra retired from the Supreme Court of India in the year 2001. Justice Mishra came into the fold of Bhagwan Baba, incidentally, on this very day, that is 22nd of November, 42 years back in the year 1970. He is currently a member of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning Public Charitable Trust. The Sai Krishna Award for Best Teacher in the Anandpur Campus goes to Ms. U. Suma, Assistant Professor, Department of Commerce. Ms. Suma joined the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for a BCom program in the year 1987. She graduated in 1990 and then went on to pursue her BA program at the institute. In 1991, she joined the MCom program in Annamalai University and later the MA program in the same university in 1996. Ms. Suma qualified for the UGC NET examinations for eligibility for lecturership in the year 2000. In 1990, Ms. Suma was very fortunate to be a recipient of the All-Rounder Gold Medal awarded by Bhagwan, the revered founder chancellor of the institute, for overall excellence in academics and co-curricular activities. After acquiring all the above degrees, she joined as a lecturer in the Department of Commerce at the institute in the year 1998. Currently, she continues to serve as assistant professor in the department. Her areas of competence are business communication, international business, marketing, foreign trade procedures, and mercantile law. She is well known among the students for the pragmatic way in which she incorporates Bhagwan's message and ideals in her classroom teaching. She frequently uses case studies and business games as part of pedagogy to make the classes thought-provoking. Ms. Suma is currently pursuing her doctoral research work involving diagnostic and descriptive studies of women executives in India. She already has a couple of publications to her credit. She has participated in a number of conferences across India. She's a very good speaker and has delivered talks in the Divine Presence. Ms. Suma is very actively involved in the annual Gram Seva ever since its inception. She has been the in charge of the backdrops and innovative props for cultural items in the institute annual sports meets in the last 12 years. She has conducted a number of cultural and fine art competitions and is in charge of the fine arts self-reliance department at the campus. She is also a member of Sai Inspiration, the publication trust in the women's hostel. She is a mentor for the students in the hostel and shoulders hostel duties like dormitory duty and duties relating to tending to the sick students. She goes out of her way to help the students. For her students, as they say, she is the best confidant. Now I request Ms. Suma to receive the award from Justice Mishra Garu. the Sai Krishna Award for the best teacher in the Vrindavan campus goes to Shri Ruchir Desai, Associate Professor, Department of Commerce. Shri Ruchir Kishore Desai completed his schooling in Mumbai and then joined the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for his BCom program in the year 1981. He graduated with a gold medal in 1984. Thereafter, he went on to do his MCom and won the gold medal once again in 1986. Shri Ruchir is a qualified cost and management accountant and also a fellow member of the Institute of Cost Accountants of India. With Bhagwan's blessings, after completing his studies, Shri Ruchir joined as a lecturer in the Department of Commerce at the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Currently, he continues to serve as associate professor in the department. His areas of competence are financial accounting, corporate accounting, cost accounting, income tax and investment analysis. He loves reading, writing and has a passion for engaging in community service. He's a very good orator too and has delivered several talks in Bhagwan's divine presence in Prashanti Nilayam, Vrindavan, Kodaikanal and Mumbai on varied occasions over the last 30 years. Shri Ruchir Desai is known for his brilliance and dedication and above all for his conceptual clarity in the subjects he teaches. He is very punctual, expects the same from the students and is most regular in terms of completing the course content in time and in the conduct of class tests and quiz tests. He is very prompt in giving feedback and the students are always sure that in the very next class after the conduct of a test, he would be ready with the marks and feedback for each student. He is well known for generating impromptu problems in the class, gives several real-life examples to illustrate theoretical concepts. He keeps himself thoroughly updated with the curriculum and is in constant touch with the subject experts. He conducts a number of workshops to bridge the gap between classroom teaching and real-life practice in business and management. He is very active in organizing and conducting co-curricular activities like quizzes, elocution, debates. He's a very active member in the Gram Seva, both in the planning committee and on the field. He has been very actively involved in organizing and coordinating the sports and cultural presentations of the Vrindavan campus. Shri Ruchir has been a resident teacher in the hostel since the time he joined the institute. He plays the role of mentor and guide for the students. He's no doubt a very hard taskmaster, but makes up for it well by explaining to the students the need for adherence to duty and discipline. He has also been managing the Vrindavan Campus Consumers Cooperative Society and the Vrindavan Ashram Bookshop since 1987. He has been actively involved in the organization and management of the summer courses in Indian culture and spirituality held in Vrindavan from 1990 to 2002 under the direct guidance of a revered founder chancellor. I now request Shri Ruchir Desai to receive the award from Justice Mishra Garu. Shri Ruchir Desai. And finally, the Sai Krishna Award for the best teacher in the Prashanti Nilayam campus goes to Dr. R. Gauri Shankar, Assistant Professor, Department of Physics. Dr. Gauri Shankar completed his schooling in Coimbatore and then joined the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for his BSc program in the year 1994. He graduated with a BSc honors in physics in 97, went on to do his MSc physics program and subsequently enrolled for his doctoral research at the institute. He was awarded his PhD in the year 2009. He qualified for the UGC CSIR NET examinations in the year 2005. With Bhagwan's blessings, Dr. Gauri Shankar joined as a lecturer in the Department of Physics at the Institute in the year 1999. Currently, he continues to serve as assistant professor in the department. He teaches both at the undergraduate and postgraduate level, and his areas of competence are electronics, optics, microprocessors, lasers, biophotonics, nanoscience, nonlinear optical studies, etc. Dr. Gauri Shankar has so far guided 15 MSc projects, 5 M.Tech projects. He is known by his students for coming very well prepared to a class. He does not mind explaining a concept any number of times, using different examples each time to make it clear to the students. He's also liked by students for being readily accessible at any time. Dr. Gauri Shankar serves as the principal investigator and co-investigator on a number of UGC and DST-sponsored projects. He has over 14 publications in reputed peer-reviewed national international journals. He has presented over 28 papers in national international conferences, the latest being in Hungary in 2008. He's also a reviewer of a number of journals. He's actively involved in the curriculum design and shoulders several administrative responsibilities in the department. He's a lifetime member of the Indian Laser Association and Indian Physics Association. Until recently, he had been a resident teacher at the hostel, and now he stays on the campus. He has been in charge of the costumes department, designing and providing costumes for various cultural activities conducted in the institute, including the drama we will see today. He's a very good sportsman himself and is an active participant in the sports and cultural meet at the institute and has been the event coordinator for a number of sports items and the institute torch mascot. He's also associated with the annual Gram Seva, both as a member and group leader. During his stay at the hostel, he was a member of the hostel senior teachers group and was actively involved in student mentoring and other hostel activities. I now request Dr. R. Gauri Shankar to receive the award from Justice Mishra Garu. Thank you, Justice Mishra Garu. We will now have a drama presentation by the students of the university as part of the 31st convocation celebrations of the institute. Sai Ram.
Most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved and ever-present divine chancellor. Respected elders and dear brothers and sisters, on the occasion of the 31st convocation of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and the eve of the 87th birthday of our ever-loving Bhagwan, we, the students and staff of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, present a drama entitled Divya Yatra, The Journey Inward.
ये समय का पहिया चलता ही जाए, ये समय का पहिया चलता ही जाए, तेरी प्रगति ही पहचान रे, चलता जा इंसान रे, तो चलता जा इंसान, चलता जा इंसान रे, तो चलता जा इंसान,
Your kind attention please. Yatrigun Kripya Dhyan De.
Have you ever wondered, Mr. Shankara, how we stand here on these railway stations, guiding trains to their destinations, passengers to their purpose? We do not participate in their voyage, but are mere silent witnesses.
We are station masters, Kabirji. We perfectly understand that human life is but a journey. It starts quite innocently, filled with profusion of hope and ambition, but often ends in forgetting the goal the voyage was originally meant for.
Assalamu alaikum, Kabir Miyan.
Sat Sri Akal, Govind Paji. We wondered whether you will come.
What to do, Sarji? Some tracks were sabotaged. It took an awful long time to fix. Foolish people. They damage their own path and they blame us when they do not reach on time.
Govind Singh Ji, always up in arms.
That is why he has been appointed the station master of Imtihan Ganj. Train journeys and struggles are synonymous, Ji. For example, yesterday I saw an old man in my station. Just one more stop and he would have reached his destination. Imagine, after years of journey, all he needed was a tiny leap of faith to realize his destiny. Alas, he decided to get down and go back. Man, thy nature is enigma.
Man meets many co-passengers. Some help him and some hinder his progress. Trapped in his own magic web of relations, he forgets where his destination lies. But yet, all those who wander are not lost.
Very true, Kabir. Those who cannot find their destination, come back, board a different train, and start all over again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. As long as they do not reach their destinations, we will have to stand here, guard their journey and guide them to their fulfillment.
Mr. Shankara, Paji, when I see multitudes lost in this expedition, without path, without a goal, without even a guide, there arises a prayer. Take us on one voyage that would make all other travels redundant.
Perhaps your prayer is answered, Kabir. We have a very, very special train leaving today.
Something special? Or someone special who is boarding this adventure?
Perhaps both. Now you hurry back to your stations. We have work to do. The speciality will reveal itself along the way.
चाय 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 कॉफी कॉफी गरम गरम मसालादार चाय मलाई मार चाय गरम गरम कॉफी
उपमा वड़े मॉर्निंग का ब्रेकफास्ट नाश्ता करिए उपमा वड़े मॉर्निंग का ब्रेकफास्ट बिस्कुट कटलेट इडली डोसा उपमा वड़े मॉर्निंग का ब्रेकफास्ट नाश्ता नाश्ता गरम गरम नाश्ता
न्यूज़पेपर न्यूज़पेपर हॉट हॉट न्यूज न्यूज़पेपर न्यूज़पेपर हिंदू डेक्कन क्रॉनिकल न्यूज़पेपर एक्सप्रेस न्यूज़पेपर
ज्ञानेश्वर जी Behold, Pragati Express, your responsibility for this journey. Here are the people, wishing you a very memorable and elevating experience.
Thank you, Shankar ji. Arey bhai, jaldi jaldi, make it fast, it's time.
Sir, sir, my ticket, sir. Confirm, sir.
Sir ji, mine too. I'm waiting list 144.
Wait, sir. Please wait. Everyone wants to get onto this train. There are only limited seats. Sorry, sir. Not confirmed.
Oh, no. I was really waiting and hoping for this ticket. I needed to go to Shanti Kunj.
Next. Next.
Sir, see properly, sir. My name should be there on the list. I am the minister's nephew.
Sir, recommendations don't work on this train. You can take your recommendations to another train. What minister's nephew?
Cool drinks, pani bottles.
You have been upgraded to AC. B245.
Thank you, sir. Yes. Look, I've got an AC ticket.
Sirji, in AC, you have to be ABC and take. Always be careful. Otherwise, you will keep slipping and miss your station. Samjhe?
Hello. Where does this train go?
What? Don't know. Shanti Kunj boss and that too special train.
This is what I call a pickpocketer's paradise. Today is a special day. Swelling pockets, prosperous people, crowded train. How my hands itch for the hunt. Oh, upar wale, you look after your children so well.
Your kind attention, please. Train number 108, Pragati Express, from City Junction to Shanti Kunj, will depart from platform number 9 shortly.
Okay, okay. Keep in touch. Bye. Take care.
Bhai sahab? Bhai sahab, is this platform number 9?
Yes, beta. What do you want?
Sir, sir, I want to get on to this train. Where can I get a ticket?
Ticket? And that too now. Do one thing. You can ask the TC standing over there.
TC sahab? TC sahab, are you there?
Haan beta, tell me. How can I help you?
TC sahab, I want to get on to this train.
Okay, show me your ticket.
I don't have a ticket.
Then I can do nothing to help you, son.
Sir, sir, please, sir. I need to get on to this train. I have to go to Shanti Kunj. Somebody told me that it is in Shanti Kunj I will get my vision. This is my only opportunity. If I don't travel now, I shall remain in darkness forever. Sir, sir, please, sir, can you help me?
Dekho beta, to get on to this train, you should have a ticket or at least the money to buy one. Do you have any money with you?
No, sir.
At least an ID proof?
No.
Then I am extremely sorry, son. You cannot board this train.
What does this frame want, Yaneshwar ji?
Are, Margadarshi ji? You here?
Oh, yes, Yani. I travel in your train today.
What a pleasure and privilege. Thank you for this opportunity, sir.
But tell me, what does this Prem want?
Sir, this boy is blind and he seeks to go to Shanti Kunj. But neither does he have the ticket nor the money to purchase one.
Okay. Give him my ticket. Let him travel in my seat.
Sir, you...
Any problem, Janeshwar ji?
No, sir ji. What problem with you around? In fact, the problem of this boy has been solved. Go along, son. Board the train.
But how? Who are you, sir?
Just consider me a companion, your friend, father. You may call me Abba.
But sir, I really don't have anything to give you in return for this act of kindness.
I never ask for anything in return, son.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You don't know how long I've been waiting for this opportunity. Thank you.
I know, son. I too have been waiting.
Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan. Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan. Do din ka meela hai jag ka. Kyun jeeta magruri mein. Shraddha deep jala le man mein. Shraddha deep jala le man mein. Malik mile saburi mein. Malik mile saburi mein. Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan. Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan.
Excuse me. Number 27. Thank you. Are wah. Looks like someone has already spread my bed.
Excuse me? That's my bed sheet.
Oh, is it? Then here, take it.
Are? Okay, fine.
Hello, that's my berth.
Please, sir. Every time I end up traveling only in the lower berth. This one time, let me travel in the upper berth, please.
If I give it away to you, it won't be convenient for me. I mean, I need privacy, sir. Sorry, I can't oblige.
What? Those looks of yours asking for my sympathies will not work with me. I want my berth. Understand?
But I still don't understand why you people are so obsessed with the upper berth.
Hello, sir. Which is your berth? Why don't you speak for yourself?
Mine is thankfully the middle berth. I only wanted to suggest that sorting out the issue with the TC might save you all these arguments.
Sir, you look like a good-natured person. Can you please help me get an upper berth?
When the entire train travels to the same destination, where is the question of an upper berth and a lower berth? Let us stop fighting over one's berth and be happy with where we are. Right? So go on. Enjoy your journey.
Rama, Rama, Rama. That's my seat. My back is hurting so badly. I wonder why.
Excuse me, mister. Why don't you keep your luggage down? It will be easier for me. I mean, for you. Come on, let me help you now.
No, 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 sir. This is my luggage and I need to carry it. The train already seems burdened with all your luggages. I don't want to add to this burden. My neck also pains. Sir, do you have a balm for this neck pain?
How foolish! Why do people refuse to use their brains? Think logically and keep your luggage down. It is the train which carries both you and your luggage, whether it is on your head or not.
And all your pains will cease automatically.
Is it? Oh yeah. I'm already feeling better.
What, little fellow? You seem to be the only soul who is quiet since the journey has started. What is it that you are seeing with those eyes of yours?
Me? I was just imagining how the world must be. Soon I will get my vision at Shanti Kunj. Then I would be able to see the grandeur in God's creation.
Grandeur? The world outside is full of filth. God has abandoned man long ago to suffering. You know what? All you can see outside is smut, greed and immorality. Let me tell you, there is no one who is happy with what they are, and there is no one happy with God either.
I agree with you. I don't see any rationale in the way the world functions today. I see nothing worthwhile outside.
You all mean to say that there is nothing good in this world? Isn't this world a happy sight to see?
It is, Prem. For those who care to remove the dirt from their eyes, there is more than just the evil they see. When I look out, I see the clouds blushing away from the blazing sun. Fields of corn and paddy swaying to the whistling winds. And somewhere in one of those dimly lit houses, a mother is singing her baby to sleep. That is beauty. That is truth. And that is auspiciousness.
So, Abba, blindness is not in the eye. For these people, it seems to be in the heart.
Manners, boy. Manners.
What audacity. If every orphaned, penniless illiterate is pampered with the privilege of boarding this train, this is what happens. Are, I say it is people who encourage such disrespect who should be blamed.
This train is for all. It does not run on the premise of ability, status, name or wealth. And as long as I am there with this boy, he is not an orphan.
Abba, your words are so warm. I have never felt such a sense of belongingness to anyone before. I'm waiting to see you, Abba. I'm waiting.
Well, I am waiting to see the Maya Bazaar at Daulatabad. Okay, I don't know whether the world is filthy or it is beautiful. It surely is one heck of an entertaining place for me. Just check this out. This is where the world rocks. The Maya Bazaar at Daulatabad has the best the world has to offer, with unbeatable deals and unbelievable discounts. Whatever happens, one cannot let go this chance of exploring this magical place.
So, uncle, you're actually going to get off here to check out the bazaar?
Obviously. I mean, anyways, the train stops here. It's a chance, and I am just being smart grabbing it.
But you are bound to Shanti Kunj. Why this sudden craze?
Hello, sir. It's not craze. It's just making the best of what life offers you with. Only the stupid would let go of such an opportunity. Don't you know? Everyone wants to be there at Maya Bazaar and get something.
But beware. The train hardly stops for 15 minutes in Daulatabad. Yes, sir. Co-passenger has to be careful.
In fact, my great-grandfather used to talk about many friends of his who went to the bazaar never to make it back on time. They were left stranded.
Bah, go tell those stories to children. Moreover, you get lost when you are not sure of what you want. I know exactly what I want. The list is here. Right, so who would like to join me?
Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan. Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan.
Excuse me, sir. You must be the station master, right?
Yes, I am. I'm Kabir. How may I help you?
Mr. Kabir, I am Yashasvi Chaturvedi. The Yashasvi Chaturvedi.
Oh, yes. Who wouldn't know the great Vidwan? It's a pleasure to have you here, sir. What can this ordinary station master do for the great Vidwan?
I have heard that you know exactly which trains go where and the best routes to take to a destination.
Well, it depends upon the destination you desire.
You see, Mr. Kabir, I have seen all that has to be seen. Name, fame, I have it all. Wealth and possessions, I have no dearth of. Respect and power have kissed my feet. Yet, peace and poise remain elusive to see. All my travels have left me ever more desperate for that mysterious destination. Do you have any idea?
Your kind attention, please. Train number 108, Pragati Express.
Now that's the train you're looking for, Mr. Chaturvedi. It goes to Shantikunj, a destination that all seek. This is a special train meant for passengers such as yourself. But with all this luggage, I reckon you're traveling a bit overweight.
Namaste Kabir ji.
Are, namaste Gyaneshwar ji. So how is your journey coming along?
Oh, what can I tell you, Kabir ji? You know, Pragati Express has become even more special. Do you know who's traveling with us?
Shri Margadarshi ji.
Oh, really? Gyaneshwar ji, I have been waiting to hear this news for such a long time. And you? You have been doubly blessed to be traveling with him. It's a pity that I'm not on this journey. After all, he only has given us this job. Arey, Mr. Chaturvedi, don't miss this opportunity. It's a special journey to a special destination. And that too, with a very special passenger. Get on to this train.
They have left. You can relax, Danish.
What do you mean, sir? I am not hiding from the police.
No, you're not. You're hiding from yourself. Hiding away the fruits of your deeds. Check your pockets.
Fruits? But these are supposed to be... These are not mine. From where did these come?
Exactly. They are not yours, and you have been pocketing them all along. When you own the treasure of an able body and intelligent mind, then why go about picking tinsel and trash from others?
No, nonsense. Rubbish. Don't talk gibberish.
I may prattle. Then why do you rattle? Perhaps there is some sense in this nonsense after all. Listen to yourself, Dhani. Is that not what your father used to call you?
Hey, wait, stop!
Time, tide and train. Wait for none.
But I'm on time. What am I supposed to do now? I needed to go to Shantikunj so desperately.
That's the notoriety of Daulatabad's son. Infatuation for this junction clouds the traveler's longing for their ultimate destination. Chalti gaadi dekhkar diya kabira roye. Is platform ke beech mein sabit bachana koye.
Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan. Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan. क्या है तेरा धन दौलत आंखों का अंधेरा मन की तृष्णा दूर न जाए मन की तृष्णा दूर न जाए लोभ की गठरी भरती जाए लोभ की गठरी भरती जाए खाली हाथ सभी को जाना खाली हाथ सभी को जाना तू कितना भी धनवान रे चलता जा इंसान रे तू चलता जा इंसान चलता जा इंसान रे तू चलता जा इंसान
वन मोर पर्सन फॉल्स विक्टिम टू माया बाजार
डिड दैट अंकल मेक इट
दैट इज द आयरनी माय चाइल्ड स्टॉप ओवर बिकम्स द डेस्टिनेशन ऑब्स्टिकल्स आर दैट विच यू सी व्हेन यू टेक योर आईज ऑफ द टारगेट
Hello.
Excuse me. Hello. That seat is taken.
All right.
Oh my God. So much baggage.
Why do people travel with so much luggage? Can you please help me lodge my luggage?
There isn't enough space here. We have our own luggage and you...
You seem to be traveling very light, mister. Can you accommodate a little, please?
Oh, yes. Give me all that you don't need.
Well, that's very kind of you. Could you take this one, please? And this one, too. And if you don't mind, this one as well.
You're sure you don't need them, right?
I'm pretty sure. All my important bags are here.
My bags? How could you do this? Who do you think you are? This man just threw my bags out.
You said you don't need them, and neither do I. Then why burden ourselves with them?
What nonsense! I'll complain to the police immediately. Where's the TC? Please come here, sir. This man just threw my bags out.
Then whose bags are these?
They are also mine.
Then?
I gave some not so important bags in his custody. And he audaciously throws them out.
Who? Our MD saab. Then you should consider yourself lucky. I mean, okay, we will help you get back your luggage, sir. Can you describe the contents of your bag? Meaning, what was in those bags that was so important?
There were a lot of important things in those bags.
But you just said that because those bags had nothing important in them, you gave them to this gentleman, right?
I mean, there were a few important things in those bags.
Okay, sir. Tell me, what were in those bags?
Okay, there was nothing that important, but how could he do such a thing?
Dear Chaturvedi ji, if Margadarshi ji has done this, then it will be for your own good. I can assure you that.
Oh. So you're Margadarshi ji. But I thought you would be... I mean, you seem quite ordinary. Just like one of us.
Chaturvedi ji, less luggage, more comfort makes travel a pleasure.
Ticket. Hello, please don't delay me further. I have a whole train to check.
get me your ID proof also. And you, firstly your ticket was waitlisted, and over that, you have exchanged your seats even without informing me.
Actually, sir, my friend here...
Ticket?
Yaneshwarji, this is Prem's ticket, and I will pay for mine too.
What are you saying, Margadarshi ji? That I should check your ticket and I should collect money from you. You are the reason that these special trains have been commissioned. If not for you, I would not be doing what I am. It is only because of you that this special journey has become all the more special. I am in charge of just this train, but you are in charge of the entire railways.
Ever heard of a dhobi collecting fees from a dhobi? A barber charging another barber? I am a boatman, and so art thou. How can I accept this? Tell me.
Oh, am I a boatman? How's that?
Yes, Lord. I ferry passengers across just this river. You ferry us across this Bhavasagar.
Dhobi se dhobi na let dhulai, nai se kachu let na nai. Tum bhi kevat, main bhi kevat. Tum bhi kevat, main bhi kevat. Kaise tum se lo utrai. कर दीजो भव पार प्रभु मोहे, कर दीजो भव पार प्रभु जब घाट तिहारे आई हो, अभी उतराई नहीं लई हो, अभी उतराई नहीं लई हो, मैं तो उतराई तभी लई हो. केवट रे बड़भागी तोरी नैया, बड़भागी तोरी नैया, बड़भागी तोरी नैया, बड़भागी तोरी नैया,
Badbhagi.
What a pleasure it is to have you with us. Vidwan Chaturvedi himself. It is people like you who truly deserve all the honor and respect. Some others have greatness thrust on them.
I am a big fan of yours, sir. I have read all your literary works, especially your bestseller, Soothing Winds on a Stormy Night. What a grand poem, depicting various hues of life.
I love your footsteps on these sandy shores. In fact, it describes my life. But how did it all begin, Vidwanji? I mean, what is the genesis? And what do you consider your best work to be? Soothing Winds on
or
the Stormy
Night?
Or is it
Rocking Boat in a Tempest?
Oh, no, no, no. Well, you see, behind this celebrated personality lies a humbling struggle. Life has taken me on a long, tumultuous, and you can say, an eventful ride. To tell you the truth, my best work hasn't even been published yet. Frankly speaking, it isn't even entirely mine.
Interesting.
Very interesting indeed. Can we know that story, please?
It all happened many years back, when I was struggling to stand on 2 feet. I was writing a metaphor of life. Having written about 10 to 15 lines, I was suddenly stopped in my tracks. It was as if the poem was asking me questions, the answers to which I myself did not have. I had no clue how this creation would end. And ironically, in its very end, laid my fulfillment too. I simply left the poem and even forgot about it until a few days ago, when I was sifting through the pages of my book, I came across this one. I stopped to take a look at it. And what do I find? The poem has been mysteriously completed.
What?
What? Those master strokes, ethereal lines that seem to answer all my questions. Why, they were the very reason I embarked on this journey.
Oh, what an enthralling story. You must tell us that poem.
You must.
Yes, sir. All right. My creation describes the journey of a rivulet that grows into a mighty river. The journey, I began pure and young, in quest of a song yet to be sung. The path was strewn with rocks and dune. In joyful exuberance, I scripted my own tune. The flow was smooth after an initial rebuke. In glory's quest, I left nothing to fluke. In my company, the towns grew. If not for me, what would they do? The harvest was rich with glory akin. I gave them away to wash their sin. Greatness and grandeur kissed my feet. Destination I sought would be a grander treat.
Wah, Vidwanji, wah.
But as I stood before him, he in his infinite blue skin, fear engulfed me with a haunting question. What will I be if I merge in thee? What will I be if I merge in thee?
Listen to me as I speak to thee. The journey you made was not in vain. In me, your true identity you stand to gain. I am your source. I am your destination. I became thee only to come back to me. I became thee only to come back to me.
Those are the exact lines. How do you know them?
I am just guessing. What else could they have been? The river has met the ocean. It need not fear. In fact, rejoice. For mergence is auspiciousness. Mergence is truth, and mergence is beauty.
Truly profound. Who are you, sir?
Why is there so much silence? Abba, has everyone gotten off?
No, Prem. In fact, the station is just approaching. Maybe someone will get off here now.
Which station is this?
It's Parivartan.
Oh, Parivartan.
Looks like the train is running on time.
Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan. Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan.
Have a word with you?
Yes, Dhani. Tell me.
What are you? I mean, who are you? Are you some magician? Some illusionist? Or some mind reader?
Dhani, I am a traveler. Just like you.
No. You seem like us. But you are not. You seem to be all powerful. Because you can get people on this train at will. You throw out someone's luggage and get away with it. So much so that the person actually feels good about it. You seem all knowing the intricate details of everyone including me. And you seem all compassionate too. For you seem to love all, and so all who come in your ambit. Just who are you?
Oh, Dhani, don't try to know who I am. Do you know who you are?
Yes, I know who I am. I am a wily, devious man trying to make a living at the cost of others. I know I have lived a despicable life. Yet I know that I have been touched by you. For the first time, I feel the need for someone. What trick are you playing on me?
Are? I travel so silently, going about minding my own business, and people say I play tricks on them. What a pity.
MD sir, I just know that I want to travel in your company to Shanti Kunj. Your magnetic personality is so benign. Wonder why I didn't know you earlier. Why this delay?
Everything and everyone has a time, Dhani.
Yes. Maybe everything does have a time. A right time.
Yes. Strange it may sound, but today, everything seems to be running on time. Time to give up, Dhanesh. We have been tracking you since City Junction. You are going to be in for a long time. Thank you, sir.
In fact, I think you're making a mistake, sir. This is not the person whom you're looking for.
No, sir. This is the cunning pickpocketer whom we have been looking for a long time.
Not anymore. Now he travels with me. He's my man, and I'm taking full responsibility for his deeds. You can do what you want with me.
Margadarshiji, what are you saying? How can we do anything to you? I am merely carrying out the task that you have commanded me to. If you say there is no issue, there is no issue. Well, you have a new lease of life, Dhanesh. Hope you make the best of it. I am sorry for the trouble, sir.
You did your duty, and I am doing mine.
What is this? Why are you doing this? I deserve to be punished. I don't deserve this compassion.
The life you have led so far has been a punishment enough for you and all those who depend upon you. Ni paschataapame prayaschittamu. Your repentance is your rehabilitation. Now you have a job. Are you ready?
I am ready for it. With you, I shall travel to Shanti Kunj.
No, Dhani. your journey on this train ends here.
What? No. Please don't say that. I got onto this train without knowing its destination and you. And now when I know you and the destination, you're asking me to get off?
Yes. Because the purpose of this journey for you ends here. It's time to empty your pockets of all those deeds and fill them with the treasure that would take you to Shanti Kunj. Your parents await your return, Dhani. Bring them joy. Serve the society and bring glory to our country.
But I want to be with you.
No, Dhani. You cannot be with me. But I assure you, I will be with you forever.
Mysterious are your ways, MD sir. I will treasure every moment of this journey with you. Hope we meet soon again.
You are only leaving this train, Dhani, not me. You cannot go far from my gaze.
Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan. Chalta ja insaan re to chalta ja insaan. जीवन बादल की छाया सा उड़ जाए तो फिर ना आए ये तन कागज महल हो जैसे बूंद गिरे तो घुल मिट जाए कठिन ये अवसर तूने पाया
You know, this journey has been an exhilarating experience thus far. That MDG is a very charismatic person. I am really lucky to have met him on this journey.
Is he some god? But which one? Shiva or Vishnu? I mean, people seem to adore him, worship him. I too feel drawn to him. To me, he seems to be an enigma. I don't know who he is. I don't know how he's able to do the things he does. I have met him just on this journey. And yet, I feel as if I have known him from a long time.
To me, he is my father, my closest companion, my guide. Am I right, TC Saab?
Yes, you are right. In fact, you all are right. And yet you are all wrong. Every description of him fits in, yet does not describe him adequately. It is like the blind men describing the elephant, you see.
I'm hungry. I'm sure you all are. Here, I bring you something special that we all can partake together. A family that eats together lives together. Who knows when we'll get this chance again?
Why, Abba? Why are you saying this? I will always be with you only. After I get my vision back, I will serve you.
Sure, Prem. Sure. Even as we sit together like this, I'm reminded of another time when such a family sat together.
Master, today our joy knows no bounds. How fortunate we are to celebrate this Passover with you.
I too have longed with all my heart to share it with you. It is for this Passover that I came into this world.
Sire, our feeble wits cannot grasp thy truth.
Passover, my faithful voyagers, is the passage from darkness to light, from slavery to freedom, from mortal death to eternal life. I am here to bridge the earth and the heaven. Thus, I shall go ahead. I shall not be with you much longer.
Master!
You will look for me, but where I am going, you cannot come.
You want to depart, Rabbi? You want to depart? To depart?
You are not going anywhere. We are not afraid. We will arm ourselves and then let the Romans come if they dare to touch you.
Rabbi, you often humor us with words sweet and nectarine. Nurture us with hope and grace. Delight our hearts where darkness has no place. But thou have words, harsh and bitter as well. They weave a dense web of grim and gloom. If thou take pleasure in our ordeal of faith, then you must hear this from your faithful. We shall abide in you forever. We shall follow you in life and in death.
No, that resolution does not lie with you. You must stay here on the soil and work. John, James, Peter, the task on earth is also a heavy one, dear. Fight here on this earth. Love. Wait and I shall return.
Adonai, Adonai, do not desert us. For our hearts are pure,
yet minds are weak. Not wisdom, but only your presence that we claim and seek.
The world is not yet ready, Master. Neither are we.
We have offered our lives in your service, and our bonds of love will foil any providence that separates you from us. If the shepherd leaves the flock, the sheep will soon be scattered and lost. We insist, Lord, we insist.
Dare you think, Thomas, that deeds made in my presence, my absence can undo?
We dare not think of a time when thy tender feet shall no more stride over this holy land. We dare not face the dawn that no more will shine in thy lustrous countenance.
We dare not live the night where no more we will find your sweet voice guiding us through the wilderness.
Hear my footsteps in your hearts and know I have come. Feel my breath in mighty storms and in gentle breeze that caress your face. And know I am with you. Listen to my benediction that touches your lips in silence of a worthy prayer. And know I speak to you.
No, Rabbi, no. We will not allow you to leave.
Peter, my beloved, if you will to follow me, then deny yourself. Deny your right to impose your will upon me. Accept my will as sublimely superior to yours. Take up your cross, annihilate your ego, and follow me as my beloved. My children, I know your hearts are ready to hold more than just grief and misery. Partake this bread. For this is my body, my words, my work, and my vision. It will nourish you, and I will live forever, for you, with you, and through you. And you will dwell in me for eternity. This is the fruit of the vine, the bliss of my existence. This is my blood, my love, that builds the new covenant between the man and the divine. Drink it. Let it drench your hearts. Soak your soul in my remembrance and glory. Love all as I have loved you. And when you love all men shall know that you are my disciple.
But why are you telling us this story now?
Nothing, sir. It just occurred.
Oh, what's happening? It's just a tunnel.
What was that?
What's happening? Why has it stopped?
Where has it stopped?
Imtihan Ganj. Is this a scheduled stop? Where is the TC? TC Saab? TC Saab?
What is this place? Looks completely deserted. Not a soul around.
At least someone should be knowing what's happening.
Arey, TC Saab,
what's going on?
I'm sorry. I too don't know the exact situation. Look, the station master is coming.
Sat Sri Akal ji.
Sat Sri Akal.
I am Govind Singh, the station master here. Apologies for inconvenience, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, your train has been stopped here.
What do you mean, unforeseen circumstances? Don't you know why the train has stopped?
Trains often have unscheduled stoppages here. The journey from here is arduous. So you will have to bear with it.
What kind of a reason is that? Don't you know what is the problem? Is it engine failure or track problem or blockade on the track?
Well, all I can say is that there are technical problems which we are trying to resolve.
At least tell us how much time it is going to take.
Sorry, but I won't be able to accurately predict the time it will take before we are ready to go. It's an indefinite delay. We are in talks with our headquarters.
What nonsense! This was supposed to be a special train. That's why I booked my ticket on this train. Now they give me this reason?
What are we supposed to do here now?
There's nothing available here.
No water, no food. What is this place?
What's happening? Why have we stopped here for so long?
By the way, where is our MD Saab? He is one person who can do something about this now.
But where is he? Haven't seen him since the train came to a halt.
Me too. Maybe the TC knows. Arey Gyaneshwar ji, where is MD Saab? He doesn't seem to be around.
I also haven't seen him ever since we have reached here.
I know. He has left. He would have known what's going to happen and simply left.
But why wouldn't he have told us about it?
Maybe because he didn't want to after all.
There was always something mysterious about him.
No, let us not jump to conclusions here.
We are not making conclusions, TC Saab. I knew him right from the beginning. The way he conducted himself, apparently helping others, reading our minds, imparting wisdom and all, I always felt something fishy about him.
He would have surely known that this train was going to stop here. He could have definitely preempted us, but he chose not to. And far from telling us about it, he simply chose to leave, stranding us here.
No, he cannot leave us like this. Abba cannot leave us. I know.
See, leave us. at least we can fend for ourselves. But look at this boy. He got him onto the train at his responsibility and now has simply dumped him and left. What a scheme. Cha! And we just fell for it.
Will you never be able to remove the dirt from your eyes? A person who made your journey special, gave you tips for a comfortable journey, you scoff at him.
Tips? They were just tricks. Tricks to lure us. He just wanted to parade his powers. Now when we really need him, where is he? Where are his powers?
Stop! Just because the tongue doesn't have a bone, doesn't mean one can wag it the way one wants. For the faithless, the journey can never be happy and comfortable. And for the faithful, the journey can never be a suffering. He has brought me on this journey and He will lead me to my final destination. My Appa, may have physically gone away, but He can never leave me. He always resides in my heart and in my words. Appa! Appa! Shyam? Shyam!
Child, how can I thank you for rescuing me out of this well? What is your name?
My name is Gopal.
How sweet. You are just like my Shyam only. Huh? Same hands, same smile, same feathers. Krishna! Krishna! Krishna!
बाह छुड़ाए जात हो निबल जान के मो हृदय से जब जाओ तो सबल मैं जानू तो
यू मे रन अवे लीविंग माय हैंड थिंकिंग आई एम वीक. But Krishna, try and leave my heart. Then I will accept that you are strong.
He Giridhar Gopal, Karuna Sindhu Kripal, Bhakta Vatsal, Sabke Sambal, Mokule. निर्बल के बल दीन के बंधो निर्बल के बल दीन के बंधो वचन सुन के बैना हरि मैं नैनहीन तुम नैना हरि मैं नैनहीन तुम नैना थामूंगरिया जान डगरिया ले चालो मोहे जानो तुम्हारे शरण में तुम्हारे शरण में अब मेरो ठोर ठिकानो अपने पतित को बैगे उबारो अपने पतित को बैगे उबारो नाम रटो दिन रैना हरि मैं नैनहीन तुम नैना हरि मैं नैनहीन तुम नैना दर्शन से सुख बिन दर्शन दुख प्रभु मेरो मन वापावे कुटिया हरि तुम ही आंधे की लकुटिया तुम ही जिया को बैना हरि मैं नैनहीन तुम नैना हरि मैं नैनहीन तुम नैना हे गिरिधर गोपाल श्यामा दीन भक्त वत्सल सबके संबल मुकुले संभाल गोपाल 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 गोपाल
Abba cannot forsake me.
Is it our train that's moving?
Excuse me, passengers. We have an incoming train, Chanchal Express, which is coming from Vikasnagar, goes directly to Daulatabad.
Any updates on our train, Station Master Ji?
Nothing yet. The status of Pragati Express is status quo, indefinitely delayed.
What about this Chanchal Express?
Yes. There are seats available on this Chanchal Express.
Well then, what's the doubt? Let us get on to this train. Vidwanji, Chopraji, what are you waiting for? Come on, let us go. Chopraji,
logically, it doesn't make sense for me to get on to this train. Because I still want to go to Shanti Kunj.
You and your logic. Vidwanji,
though my mind inclines to this offer, my heart stands resolute. All my life, I have been listening to my mind. This time, let me listen to my heart. Please go ahead.
You people are crazy. You are not going to go anywhere. God save you people.
Excuse me, is this the Pragati Express going to Shanti Kunj?
Yes, this is. But from where are you coming?
Finally we have made it. He told us that we would be able to catch the train here. He was right.
But how did you land here? And who told you?
We have been trying to get into this train since Daulatabad. We were told that this train will be stopping here and that we can board it here. We have travelled a long way to get into this Pragati Express.
Dear gentlemen, you may have caught this train, but this train is not moving so soon.
In fact, it is moving right now. We have got clearance. It seems this train was waiting only for these three gentlemen to get in and some to get out. This is the inimitability of Imtihan Ganj. People who have traveled so far get off. And passengers who just arrived move on to their final destination. Sat Sri Akal.
All journeys eventually end in the same place. Home.
Home, sweet home. We knew it all through. But realize it only now. Why do you look so pensive, brother?
It was a strange journey. It was a voyage, more inward. As if suddenly we have grown old, and yet we feel much younger and stronger.
Your kind attention, please. Train number 108, Pragati Express.
Looks like another train has reached Shanti Kunj.
Ah, at last we have arrived at Shanti Kunj.
Thanks to Margadarshi Ji, we pulled together memories of a lifetime.
what a phenomenon he is. How desperate I am to see him again.
Beg your pardon, sir, but did you say Margadarshi ji?
Yes, Satyaprakash Margadarshi. Everyone calls him MD.
But how is it possible? Margadarshi ji was there with us.
No, he was there with us all through the journey. But he mysteriously disappeared in the last station.
Unbelievable.
Why?
Considering it is Margadarshi ji we are talking about, there is nothing unbelievable now. I can feel his presence here, even though I am not able to see him.
Welcome home, my dear ones.
Margadarshi ji!
Appa? Appa? Where are you? Where are you?
Wait. Rise, my child. Find me. Behold me.
I can see light. I can see everything. Everyone. Appa? Appa, I'm able to behold you. Is this your home, Appa?
It is our home. It is a home where every soul pines for peace.
That is why it is called Shanti Kunj.
Udi sahab? Udi sahab?
Are, Dhani, at last you have arrived. I was a little concerned about you. For a while, I thought you were lost.
Undi sahab, chota mo badi baat. When you have entered our lives, taken over our deeds, where can we be lost? But in your compassion. I have followed each instruction of yours diligently. Having had the joy of serving my parents, the society and my country, I have tasted love neck trying, and I'll never be thirsty for the bitter venom of the world.
I have shed the mask of reason and stand before you, Master. It is faith that has brought me to my true reason, the reason of everything. Bless me, O Master. But you see, my child, this is not the Shanti which I came to deliver. The best is yet to come.
But we have reached the acme of peace. Is this not where the road to eternity ends? Is this not the shore where the world's hidden joy lies?
Dear children, all that the world can give is after all too little. Its power and knowledge are limited and cannot quench the spirit's sacred thirst. Peace, Shanti that you seek in the fulfillment of your desires, however lofty and great may they emerge, cannot liberate you from the tyranny of flesh and shackles of mind. That Shanti then remains merely a stopover that you all shall reach, only to return back to despondency.
What shall we do then, Margadarshi ji?
Break through the walls and discover the hidden core of bliss. Rip away the mask of knowing and attain. Behind this false veil of peace, there lies truth, auspiciousness and beauty. Beyond the shores of Shanti, there is Prashanti. That is what I am. And that is where I reside.
Truly, there lies the abode of supreme peace. A state of realization where all knowledge ends in the unknowable. All power retires into the omnipotent.
When Prashanti settles on our striving hearts, the voices of the world's desires dissolve into an all-encompassing silence. Margadarshi ji, sometimes things happen. Miracle becomes an abysmal word to describe them. I do not know what to say.
We do not call them miracle then. We call them love. Love happens. That love is Satyam, the truth. That love is Shivam, auspiciousness. And that love is Sundaram, beauty.
And these embody themselves into one supreme panacea for all of mankind, Sri Satya Sai. That is why this is SSS, Sri Satya Sai Prashanti Nilayam.
This is where the fruits of action are finally surrendered, where the rust and dust of our frailties are dissolved into rest and best. That is Prashanti Nilayam.
Where the veil of ignorance which binds the intellect is removed by the light of wisdom. That is Prashanti Nilayam.
There remains no reason and no season for love. That is truly Prashanti Nilayam.
This is where all journeys end. This is where all roads reach. This is where all rivers merge. This is Prashanti Nilayam.
Where man and God become one. You in me and I in you. This is our true home, our true destination. Sri Satya Sai Prashanti Nilayam.
पहचान मेरो मैं ही तू चलता जा इंसान रे तू चलता चलता जा इंसान, चलता जा इंसान रे तो चलता जा इंसान। दो दिन का मेला है जग का, क्यों जीता मगरूरी में, श्रद्धा दीप जला ले मन में, श्रद्धा दीप जला ले मन में, मालिक मिले सबूरी में, मालिक मिले सबूरी में, चलता जा इंसान रे तो चलता जा इंसान, चलता जा इंसान रे तो चलता जा इंसान। संतन से विच
प्रथम पूज्य गणना Krishna. Bhava bhaya bandhana nitya nirandhana.
Sai Nath Sai.
Oh, Rama, 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 Sri Rama, Rama, Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana शांति 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 ही समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ओ शांति 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 ही जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय